So this is the appeal hearing for 212 Buckingham Drive in Colchester. What we will do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And there may be some discussion about the evidence you give. And then at the end of the 15 minutes, the board will deliberate. We'll go into recess and deliberate and come up with a determination of what the value should be. And the value could go up, stay the same, or go down. At the end of the deliberation session, the town of Colchester will send by certified mail a results of grievance notice to you. And in that notice, it'll explain if you wish to appeal further, how to go about doing that. And that will be within 2 weeks of the close of the hearings. Okay?
Okay.
So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
And you are?
And my
Yes.
name is Katie.
Great. So it's your 15 minutes.
Okay, great. As I mentioned, my name is Katie Meese. I am the executor trustee of the John K. DeBrose Trust, and I'm John's sister. Just so you know, my brother passed away in December of this year as a result of 10 years of battling with Parkinson's. So I am the executor of the estate for my nephew, Jeffrey DeBrose, who is the sole survivor, and he's currently a senior in St. Lawrence College in geology. And the reason why I want to give you this background is because it talks a little, kind of lets you know why the maintenance was deferred on his house for as long as it was. Jeffrey's plan is to maintain the house after he graduates. Although I feel that the most part of the appraisal group did a fairly good job of the appraisal, I would have to disagree with the appraisal of the dwelling or the house itself. Specifically, the appreciation on the house was underestimated and the condition of that house was overestimated. The main reason for underestimation was due to the fact that the appraisal team didn't have access to inside the house, as a lot of these issues are inside and have to do with really significant structural issues, specifically the foundation. Specifically, I think that the team miscalculated the value of the house based on the following. The house is one of the older homes, and it was built in 1970. It is the second oldest in the Laurel Hill neighborhood, North neighborhood. The house was built in 1969. The neighborhood was constructed between 1972 and 84, with the majority of the construction in 1978. As a result of an older home, the quality of the building materials and quality are not present in the house, specifically the house. The house is probably a little bit better than I would call a camp house, but it's a little, not even as much as I would call the builder grade house at this particular point in time. The bathrooms have linoleum flooring still to this day, prefabricated tub and shower surrounds. The kitchen has new cabinets, but still has Formica countertops. Basement is unfinished. The house was last renovated in 1995 to 1996 when they moved in. So nothing has been done for 30 years on the house. In comparison, neighbors on both sides of the house have done significant renovations and they're newer. And looking at the comps on the lake and the rest of the neighborhood, 80% of the comps I looked at ratings of average of plus 10 on the lake. 90% received average of plus 10 or 20 that were on the lake, and those that were not on the lake were average and average 10. I think this was unfairly applied to raise the value of the house on the lake versus the property, which clearly can be reflected in the land prices. Some of the major repairs that have been deferred include and particularly because my brother battled with Parkinson's, was the foundation. If you're familiar with the area, the causeway area and the airport area, their old railroad went through that area. The house was actually built on top of the old railroad, and the house has settled and it kind of crowns in the foundation. And on both sides of the foundation, not just one spot, but on both sides of the foundation, there is excessive soil settlement and causing significant cracking in the bottom. Just so you know, I'm a licensed civil engineer with 40 years experience, so My major aspect was transportation and concrete, so I have a pretty significant background in that. As you can see from the map that I sent you, there's extensive crafting. The cost to cure this would be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000, depending on subsurface conditions and pier installation and underpinning. Because of the foundation issues, there's four major back windows that are floor to ceiling, as well as two sliding glass doors that have to be replaced once the foundation is fixed, and those cost to cure about $30,000 to $45,000. The reason why I know this is because when I was up there in September, when my brother was still alive, we started to talk to contractors and go out and get pricing on how to fix this particular issue. When looking at comps on the lake, ratings remain the same of average plus 10 regardless if there was a basement or not. And several did not have a basement, whether they were finished or unfinished. So once again, I feel like the condition rating was probably not particularly accurate for this particular house. And including the foundation, which is one of the biggest issues, the other is the back deck. We were in the process of soliciting bids for that. The estimated cost with architectural drawing, town approval, materials and construction was anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000. I'm not sure of the roof determination. I don't know when that was last replaced, but I cannot find the records, which my brother was normally meticulous because he was an engineer, and I just haven't found anything on that. The size versus the unit value, when subject, while the subject is smaller than average comp, 1,728 square feet versus 2,000 on the average, it reflects a higher price per square foot of $238 compared to the average of $224. This typically indicates that the property may have a higher quality finishes or more desirable specific features relative to size, but once again, this is not true. In several cases, when looking at the square footage, larger houses receive more depreciation than smaller houses, which further reflects the conditions were applied, I feel, unfairly. Market conditions, I know that this is not what you typically use in appraisals, but it also increased interest rates, economy, and inflation has forced a decrease in housing and land pricing, making the value of the house alone or the dwelling loan to be overvalued in the next couple years. In comparison, the house at 212 Buckingham, when compared to the average appraisal house alone, had a square footage of 1,728 feet and was priced about $35,000 less than the average house appraisal cost at 2,000 square feet. Once again, I feel that that was a little bit of an unfair advantage to the larger houses. Although I realize appraisals are done with different reasons and valued differently, Zillow has the property and the house appraised, at about $150,000. Compared to the value of $1.3 million. And I know that my most specific argument is that I feel that the appreciation and the value, the condition assessment was not applied applicably in fairness. In conclusion, based on the fact the house will need major structural and foundation repairs, the overall cost to cure to bring the house to acceptable levels, I respectfully request that the appraisal department look at the reduction in the rating from an average plus 10 to at least an average or below, and any additional depreciation between 10 to 15% based on the overall condition. At this point in time, I'm willing to answer any questions you may have.
You mentioned that there is significant cracking in the foundation. The cost of cure is going to be $35,000 to $50,000, and then you also mentioned that the doors and other things, as a result of that foundation, was going to be $30,000 to $50,000. Was that on top of the $35,000 to $50,000 of foundation repairs?
Yes, okay. That's on top of it because they'll have to go in, and what happened was because the foundation has decreased, has sunk, then the whole joists have sunk, and so have the framing, and it cracked around the windows, and now the windows have leaked and have created rot around the fills as well as what's the word I'm looking for? The two by sixes, the framing. So I have to replace part of the framing along with once I get the foundation out. And they're also, the other thing is, he's right on the lake and they're single pane windows. Old single pane windows are they're double pane windows, but not efficiency windows. And they really, really need to be replaced because they're very drafty too as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Does the board have any questions? Any other questions?
You presented good information, Katie. Thank you.
Yep, good information.
Just for my own curiosity, do you know of other buildings that have foundation issues along that stretch on Buckingham?
Some of them do not have basements like we do, so no, I'm not aware of anybody who has it at this particular point in time. But I will tell you that if you're familiar with the area, the railway used to go right directly down the causeway. And the house was built, seriously, right on top of the old railroad. They called the railroad tracks, of course. But then you have all that ballast. And so the ballast is keeping the midpoint of the house intact. But then on each side was just regular soil. So that's where you see the depreciation.
Yeah.
And the reason why the foundation issues are so great, it's typically in a house you have one corner or one side settle. I have it all the way around the perimeter except the middle of the house.
Oh, okay.
I know, great, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because you're the first one to mention foundation issues along that road, so other than flooding.
Yeah.
So
I think it's because, A, we were built right on top of it, and B, we have it. Basement. Some of them don't have basements
there. Okay. So if there's no other questions, the board will deliberate. Is there any last statements you'd like to make?
No, I just, like I said, I felt like overall when I looked at the land value and everything else, it looked pretty fair. I just felt like I said, the depreciation was too high for the issues I'm experiencing with the house as well as compared to some of the houses that were built newer and got the same rating as I did, as well as, you know, were also got lower condition ratings if they were away from the lake. So I just ask you to take that into consideration.
All right. Well, thank you. The board will deliberate. This is good evidence. I appreciate the packet and the evidence.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.